this horrible year never end?
We've never lost a year before, and I'll be damned if we're gonna lose one on my shift.
Beaver Believers, welcome to another edition of The Timely Beaver. We have with us today
Dave in California.
And we have Mike.
Well, we're glad you all could join us once again. And we have for you today Anti-Flake Cigar and Not a Surf. So let's not waste any more time, my fellow Beaver Believers. Let's get started with what everyone really wants to know. What did you all get for the holidays? What's up?
Guys, I got a book from my roommate that's titled Portland's Bridges. You know, the city of Portland has about 15 bridges, and I'm really interested in bridges. I worked on them for a while, so I thought it was pretty cool.
That's a cool gift.
How about you, Dave?
I got iTunes gift cards.
So were you part of the iTunes interference over the holidays?
Actually, Ted, as a matter of fact, I was not. I had been downloading songs a few days after Christmas. I was not part of the major bottleneck that clogged up iTunes.
Well, right on. So can I ask, since you were purchasing music, what tunes did you get? Yes. Man, do you have any recommendations?
What did I get? I got I need to go back in here real quick and take a peek, but
not a problem.
I've only gotten 3 or 4 songs so far. So I got one by an Irish band called the Celtic Women, who I think is really good. I don't know if you've heard of them.
Are they hot?
Yes.
Just gonna ask, and something very similar.
Yes. And then I got, of course, the classic, the legendary Bob Marley with the song Lively Up Yourself.
Ooh, right.
And
on.
I got a very good tune. Last one I got is just in the keeping of the Christmas spirit, Trans-Siberian Orchestra called Christmas Canon. Definitely go check that out. Really, really cool. So now, Ted, I must ask, what did you get?
Bunch of Simpson t-shirts, Simpson cards. At least I didn't get tube socks and underwear.
Oh, definitely.
That's kind of funny. Definitely. About tube socks. I got tube socks from one of my better friends.
That's kind of funny. Oh, transgressing into other thoughts.
Last week was Oregon State versus the Missouri Tigers. It was a Sun Bowl in El Paso, Texas. It was shooting match back and forth the whole game. It was leads were changing left and right. And Oregon State won with 22 seconds left with a 2-point conversion. So it was an awesome game, and I'm glad that they won.
So now we're going to introduce our first musical guest, Anti-Flag, a song called Wake Up off the CD Terror State. Go to www.anti-flag.com, and here they are with Wake Up.
That you're 5 minutes late. What happens?
That was Anti-Flay with Wake Up. You can get more information about them at anti-flag.com. And you can also check them, which I highly, highly recommend, on their tour starting January 18th. They're going to be touring through Canada, the East Coast, and down through the West Coast of the United States. So definitely check them out if you get a chance. And sadly, on another note, we would like to pass along our condolences to James Brown and his family. James Brown was a highly influential man who had many influences across dub, rock, reggae scene,
and soul and thing. He is the godfather of soul. Now we want to move on to some more concerts that are coming around. We've got B.B. King, who's doing a concert. He's kind of doing the southern route through the East Coast and down through the South through Texas and over through New Mexico and over to California.
And also another band that is going to be touring, and I think it's pretty noteworthy, is Papa Roach, Bay Area product, who's just makes some great tunes. They're starting off in Eugene, and then they're going to go up into Canada, eventually end up over in Manitoba in Winnipeg. Go check out Papa Roach. They rock.
Well, another band that you need to check out, formerly of the band Pavement from the 90s, which I think is a greatly influential band on the modern indie rock scene, Stephen Malkmus and the Jinx. You can check them out on a limited engagement on the West Coast as they go down from Seattle down to San Diego.
Next, we got Incubus, which is going on a whirlwind tour of the United States. They're kind of going all over the place. They got the East Coast, they got the West Coast, and they got some in the middle. It's quite crazy. They start off in Vancouver, BC, and they alloy end up in New York City.
See, we got one last one all through out there, and that is Unwritten Law from Poway, California, down in San Diego, starting West Hollywood. Then they're actually going to be skipping across the pond to Australia.
And another band that you should check out is Cigar. Get more information on them at CigarTheBand.com. Here they are from their album Speed is Relative with Movies and TV.
I learned how long ago with movies and TV.
Okay, that was Cigar with Movies and TV. Go get more information on them at CigarTheBand.com. That's Cigar, C-I-G-A-R, TheBand.com. And speaking of music and band, Ted, I wanted to inform the listeners, during the Christmas break, Ted and I got together and we kind of bounced some ideas off one another.
Yeah, me and Dave played the major riffs of the New Neutron Dawn. Twisted Devils is what the working title is at the moment. Dave gave me a lot of great feedback to rearrange some of the tunes and make them more catchy. It was great to hear Dave's feedback rearranging some of the orchestration of it. And I was really fascinated by that because Dave definitely holds a different insight into guitar playing, because when you get down to playing with different musicians all have different backgrounds, different influences, and when they hear something fresh, they always put new perspectives on it. So it was wonderful to hear Dave's renditions and orchestrations upon what I had shown him. And I greatly appreciate you doing that, Dave, because it definitely helped me.
Well, thank you, Ted. It was fun to help out a friend who's a budding musician, a budding artist.
Right on, man. It was great to have your help. And for all of you out there, I think this will do it for the Timely Beaver this month of January 2007. And I hope you all had a wonderful New Year's and your holiday hangover day wasn't that bad. Mike's is still hurting him. we wish you all the best here at the Timely Beaver for the upcoming New Year.
Yes, Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year, everyone. And I'd like to introduce the last band of our show today. It is Not a Surf with The Blankest Year off of their The Weight is a Gift album. You can check Not a Surf out at www.notasurf.com.
Fuck it.
To transgress from licking beaver into something totally different.
Oh, January 1st. Better get going on those taxes, Nettie.
Okay, so who's gonna do that? I feel good.